Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, and welcome everybody.
Welcome in.
So glad to be here with you all. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour.
She shall read your cards.
Yes. That's right. Oh, my. Yeah. Well, anyway, those of you that are regulars are noticing, I'm sure, that we're on an hour later than normal. But this might be a really good time for a lot of you.
You've come home the West Coast folks out a lot.
You've come home from work. You've settled down, for the evening, maybe. So I want to welcome those of you who are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio.
Many of you.
And I would like to also welcome those of you who are watching us streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page.
Our Facebookers.
Yes. And those of you who are here in our itty-bitty studio, thank you for being here, too. And
thank
I
you.
Love your enthusiasm.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Now, we always start off by reminding those that may be new, of which we do have quite a few.
Yeah, a lot.
Usually.
Always, yeah.
That the only type of cards I use when I'm giving personal prophecy readings are ordinary playing cards, and I'm holding them up to our Facebook watchers. I can't hold them up to you Blog Talk folks. You won't see them. But trust me, they're just ordinary playing cards. I could actually start dealing poker right now if we were all going to play. It's important to make that distinction because I've heard a lot of people will say to me, oh, I hear that you read tarot cards or oracle cards or whatever cards it might be. And I have to, correct them and say, no, it's ordinary playing cards, which are the focal point for intuitive perception. Okay, so I wanted to make this clear to all of you. We're using ordinary playing cards. And what deck are you speaking from tonight, Jim?
I didn't know and plan that, so.
I would say the angel was.
I think the angels, even though it'll test my eyeballs without my reading glasses, but we shall overcome. We've been doing pretty good. The lighting in here is a lot better, especially that extra ring light. So there shall be an angel card reading. So when Deb says, hey, well, that's your reading, you're not done. We'll play the harp thing, bring, and then you'll have your angel card reading, which is one of the ones she mentioned.
Now, please bear in mind
back to her.
That nothing in your reading, I don't care who gives you the reading, but nothing is ever cast in stone. Nothing is that concrete. It's all about potential, what your life holds in terms of potential. And in my 30 years plus of doing these cards, I've realized people haven't got a clue what potential is. I didn't either until I started with this, that they think, oh, well, maybe it's a little like this. Maybe it's like the size of a room. But truthfully, your potential is far and wide, possibly as big as the whole universe. And that's pretty darn big.
Which is not defined.
Yes, well, exactly. So we're going to use two important tools during your readings today. When I am reading your cards and we are projecting into your future, we'll do that while we're, of course, right here in the present. But our tools will be choice and change. These are really dynamic tools when we are perceiving the future, in that if we see something that needs tweaking, something we should improve, or something we need to get the heck out of there, out of our path, we have the freedom and the power to do that. As we are all here in the present, we do have the ability to create our own reality. So the law of attraction, comes in pretty strongly in terms of this method. Okay. Now remember, I'm living my dream. 30 years ago, people were laughing at me. Oh, you're going to move from northern Minnesota and you're going to go be where the flowers bloom all year in your own office. And I mean, it was a beautiful daydream, but I believed it. And I've been here for a very long time.
She's a daydream believer.
I am. And if I can have my dream, you can have yours. So now Jimbo Baggins is going to take over.
We're going to get down to business. First of all, we want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, which is a disclaimer that means you can't come in here and get a reading and think that this is it. That's it. That is, your entire life is paved out before you and it will never change and you can make a million decisions right now.
You want to take time and not run out and put a for sale sign in your yard or, you know.
Yeah, and we have to say the disclaimer in that weird way because of the court system and laws, and this is a country that people love to sue the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
So, but basically we're just going to say just chill out with your reading. You got to get a bunch of them. And even then, you got to be very careful after a few readings, even if you're making a big, big decision. You got to weigh things like you do every day in life with change. But anyway, all right, that's the deal there. That's our disclaimer. We want to remind everybody, because it's a call-in show primarily, that number is 515-602-9676. We got lots of callers, and we see you. And when you call in, you will be put on hold. They'll tell you that. You'll hear the show, and I will see you on the list like I do all the callers that are already here. And you will not be forgotten. I keep track of the order because sometimes Blog Talk does not do that very well. So I keep track of the order of waiting. When we take your call, because you're going to hold for a while, you're going to be on speakerphone, please get off of that speakerphone and Bluetooth if you can. Can't break laws, can't violate your health, your safety. But if you have the ability, please do so. Sometimes by the time it comes out, our speakers right here have to go through the internet. It can be pretty rough. You can stop your multitasking because when you're on hold, you do stuff. You know, but please stop the multitasking because we've had some people do it the other day, and it was rough.
Yeah.
Sit down, relax, chill, watch your background noises. Don't be in a crowded mall or a sporting event or something like that. Window, if you're – beautiful day and your car windows are down, that's not probably going to work for us. So things like that, just bear in mind those things can be a problem. Folks that are not able to call in, especially our international folks, we will option Facebook Messenger only when we ask. There's no automatic hold system or a good mute system. So and it'll be for Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee. When we actually ask, we'll say, hey, Facebook folks, messenger us now get the next reading.
And you'll come over this. Come over this. This is the portal. This is Messenger. What is it, Facebook's portal? I don't know. It's somebody's portal.
It's another platform for Facebook Messenger. You can have a laptop, desktop, phone. Typically, most of our people are on phones.
No, that's the front of it, but I keep it turned toward me, so you don't have to worry about anybody seeing you.
And that's only when we open the floor to the messenger folks. Phone callers, you call anytime. It's got a great hold system. You don't need to wait.
And here's something really cool for all of you. If you wonder about how somebody's feeling about you, doesn't have to be a lover or a husband, boyfriend, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife. We can look at your boss,
coworkers, neighbor,
family, friends.
Yep, maybe a pen pal or an old buddy from far away.
And
your doggy.
Do you have an issue with your pet?
Your little buddy, your little buddy cat, kitty cat, dog, iguana. I don't know if they have.
Well, and if somebody calls in about a tarantula, I have no idea.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've had iguanas too. There's not a lot home. Just to let you know. I don't think they're deep thinkers. Okay. Anyway, I think we should get to
We should also mention just because it's called the Psychic Love Doctor Show, we will cover the spectrum.
I think we just kind of talked about that.
But just to make sure.
The pets and...
Career.
Career, friends, all that stuff. Yeah. Friends, Romans, and countrymen.
All right. Let's go.
Let's kick the show off. I want to make sure I have my list up to date. First caller is area code 703, which is up in Northern Virginia. 703, welcome. You're the first caller.
Hi, it's Andrea.
This is Andrea?
Yeah. How are you guys?
Very good.
Great. Well, thank you for holding.
Thank you for asking. Have we spoken with you before,
Andrea?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. A few times.
Okay.
It's funny.
It's just because there's so many that come through. I don't mean to offend anybody.
No, but that area code is pretty popular in Virginia.
It is.
And it's a big metropolis up there.
How's
area.
The weather right now? I saw great
rainy storms, thunder, lightning, all of that.
Very, very frightening.
Yeah. And those of us down in Virginia, we're not so far getting really anything.
Well, no. When you get Hampton Roads, it depends on where. It's just really isolated.
True.
Yeah. I'm in Northern Virginia.
Yep. All right.
Andrea, tell us, what brings you to the show? Give us a few details, and then tell us what your question
is. Sure,
Okay, so I don't know if I remember a couple months ago I had to go to court for this roommate thing, and now they want me to pay her attorney fees. And I guess the due date's coming up the next couple weeks. Do you think she'll forget about it, or do you think I need to contact her and, I don't know, pay something or nothing?
Oh, without doing any cards, never assume they're going to forget.
What are you then, in contempt of court or what?
Well, it was probably small claims court. You're not certainly in contempt, but they can actually start reporting to credit bureaus.
She can also go after your paycheck.
They can file another interrogatory proceeding.
I'm amazed that you didn't win that case. That's why we have...
I know.
If you ever watch TV, they've now got, what is that, court cam?
Well, the fact that you said you're paying her legal fees, she had a lawyer?
Yep, she had a lawyer. She took the small claims and moved it to a court and then got an attorney. And then I took her back to court, and then, of course, the case was dismissed. And then I had to pay her attorney fees. I'm like, I'm not paying that. But it's been 2 months, so I don't know if she will remember or do I need to.
Is it a large
maybe she'll forget.
Or is it insignificant?
It's like $500.
That's your question, Deb.
All right, I'm going with it here.
Yeah, I mean,
if it was like 150 or something, she might forget that. But let's see.
Yeah, and if she had to pay it out of her pocket, she's not going to forget it. And if the lawyer said, well, I'll get it from her, the lawyer's not going to forget. I think that you might want to at least make some arrangements if you don't have the whole sum. But I am not a card reader, and Deb is putting down the card, so we shall see when the cards go down.
And everybody, those of you that are new listening with us, I'm using a 24-card layout as opposed to just drawing a couple of random cards. A lot of others prefer to do it that way, but I want to see the playing field of your life, basically. And this is the same layout that I would use in private sessions with you, but we would do it more than once. Way more than once.
But your cards are never wrong.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, there's always some valid, your cards are valid.
Cards can be absolutely right. My interpretation, because I'm only human, is wrong.
And the future can change.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but anyway.
Everything you've done in the past has been right.
Okay, well, cool. So you did not have legal counsel yourself?
No, I mean, I wasn't going to pay to have an attorney, so no, I did not.
Yeah, and that's what sucks. You know what?
They shouldn't allow attorneys in small claims
court. Well, they do.
Well, no, she moved it. She moved it up to another court so she could have an attorney.
Oh, Noel, I've been to small claims court, and
you got screwed.
They had an attorney.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was about things stolen out of...
Yeah, it was a business. Yeah. You know what? And it's as soon as I'm the schmo doing the suing, they're the person with the attorney. So, oh, guess what? The judge, what is he? Oh, he's an attorney. So guess what? Already you're automatically.
They were like golfing partners.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, you know. So
I mean, I could
out.
Take her back to court for perjury. She lied in the declaration, said I did this and I didn't. I mean, she's just not a nice person.
Yeah,
Andrea,
I would even bother at this point.
It depends how long you want this thorn in your side.
And perjury, that's almost impossible to prove unless you got like videotaped evidence.
Maybe she's got it in writing, but still.
I have it in writing.
I would.
Do you have any witnesses?
You basically would have to appeal the case, and good luck on that. Yeah. You already paid. You're going to end up paying $500, maybe whatever Tez says.
Did
but
she
might end up
win,
more.
Andrea?
You got dismissed. She said.
Oh, dismissed.
I'm
she,
sorry. No, it was dismissed.
Not dismissed, but you still have to pay her attorney fees.
Which makes no sense.
Because I took her. I took her back to court. No, because I took her back to court, and so she said because I'm wasting her time, then now she wants me to pay for that.
Hmm.
Oh my.
So that was actually on the judgment that you, it was on the court judgment that you owe attorney fees.
Yeah.
Okay, well then I don't think I'd play with that, but what do you see, Deb?
All right. I want to try to take the sting out of this for you, Andrea.
And legal disclaimer, we're not lawyers.
I know.
But you do.
Try to look at it this way.
A new folk.
She's waiting for that money to pay that lawyer, or maybe it's going right directly. You pay the court.
No, it's going right to the lawyer. I don't even have to give it to her. It goes right to the lawyer.
Yeah, so
okay.
He's not going to forget.
Here's what I suggest that because I want to get this cross before it flies out of my head.
Right.
He's not going to forget. They're going to go after you.
Yeah.
It's going to end up on your credit report.
Yep.
I think you should look at it this way. Seriously. You're paying the biatch off. To get out of your life. Just let her go. And you know what? Time will pass and you won't even remember what it was all about. Right now, it's like you're stung. Ooh.
Yeah, that sucks. I've been there.
Yeah. Where you
got?
Just, you know, I would pay it, move on smartly.
I got lucky. I didn't have to pay when I lost.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I can appeal to her senses. And just say, look, I don't have five. I'll just appeal to her senses and say, look, if I had $500, I would have hired an attorney. I don't have $500. I'm still dealing
right.
with health issues that I'm paying for doctor's visits and I have more
you know,
surgery and
yeah.
more stuff, which is true.
Hun, call the lawyer up. They will arrange small little payments.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll take $25
yep.
a month.
They have no problem.
Yeah, you don't need to do the lump sum.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, you.
Honestly, I don't want to pay it all, but that's irrelevant.
If it's in the judgment, you can't let that
just
slide.
Just look at it as you're paying her off to get out of your life.
Well, nice thing is you're paying the lawyer off.
Well, right, and putting this behind you, and you can move on and never have to deal.
And just say, here's all I can afford. Make an arrangement, and they're going to work with you.
And you know what? You have so much better stuff coming. You really do. And, you know, when we all go to court, it's a crapshoot.
Oh, it always
if
is.
If the judge is in a good mood. I've been watching court cam, and sometimes these judges are pretty evil.
You just don't know.
Monsters up
well,
there.
Well, they're like little gods in their own little country.
Sure.
Yep. Some of them let it go to the head, some
well,
of them anyway.
I believe in karma. This lady now has judgments against her. She had an assault against her. She had a misdemeanor that was a felony that was brought down to a misdemeanor. And then, I mean, she's got a record longer than my arm. So, you know what? She has to deal with all those consequences. I don't.
She does. And also, remember, the big guy upstairs is watching. And you've got a nice, clean, pristine record. You've got stunning court. You can move on with your lovely little life, and she's got those stains on her character.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's the past. You can't change it.
No.
And boy, if you really want to bring yourself to a point of that this not causing you heartburn, well, I'm going to suggest something to you that may take some time. Pray for her.
Okay.
You know, put out some... like pity. I pity you for all the trouble that you have.
I pity the fool.
Yeah.
I actually ran into her. I ran into her in supermarket. I was in line and right behind her, and I had to excuse myself and go around, wait for her to leave, and then I had to, like, buy my stuff and walk right past her. And I just ignored her. I didn't even look at her.
You know, it would That's be hard I for that. Me because I can go from 0 to 60 biatch-wise real quick.
But oh,
I was.
I could walk up to her and say, hey, guess what? I don't say hello to a-holes either. And just
But what do you gain from that?
I walk by and say, karma's a bitch is what I walk
yeah,
by and said under my breath,
yeah.
But she didn't hear it.
You're going to keep getting herself in trouble, Andrea. You're just like the tip of the iceberg. Let it go. Pay them
okay.
and move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Standby
Thank
for,
you.
Standby
no, no.
for your angel card
don't
reading.
Go.
Now, I...
Oh, okay.
This
mm-hmm.
might have to probably resonate with something new because it doesn't about this reading. The subject is Life Review. Archangel Jeremiah. Take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember,
it's all this color thing, and I didn't have my glasses.
I think
but.
You should do that because you got great things coming your
so you
way.
So you gotta think
yeah.
about what that means to you.
Look
not,
at the bigger picture.
That doesn't apply to this reading at all, but there are other things out
really
there.
Really good.
I'm really glad you called.
Well,
I
will
really,
email her and tell her my situation and see where it goes, and then you know when I hit back, I'll let you know what she said.
And you know what? That's a good spiritual test on her.
She doesn't have to talk to her. She
yeah.
talked to the lawyer.
Yeah, I mean on them.
No, I'm gonna email the lawyer and say, look, I don't have any money. I'm seriously dealing with all these health issues and paying off doctor stuff and whatever, you know, blah 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 blah, and just see what she says. You know, I mean, you can't get a blood from a stone. So.
But you know what? A lawyer friend of mine told me years ago that's called a pity case. But who cares? You know, when they do
yeah.
these, they're,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, first of all. They know if you don't have the money, why would they pursue you and spend more of their time to get money you don't have? So they're going
to
work
yeah,
out with
exactly.
your plan. And second of all, $500 is a lot for you and I. That is not squat
oh, no.
to the law firms.
Yeah.
That's like poo-poo caca.
It's chump change to her.
It is like, ah, yeah, you
yeah,
want to get
change.
$20 a month, whatever. $20 a month, we're good. Yeah, whatever. We'll just get it in writing. That's all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, Andrea, take care and call us again.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I'll let you know how it goes.
All
sure,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
All right, because our list keeps on shrinking and growing.
Yeah, sometimes, though,
when
it just really irritates you right down
you
to your...
You
got to
let it go. I've been
yeah,
going through court so many times.
But
you just got to be
what?
Like, walk away.
I look at courses I've, say, or court cases I lost years ago. Honestly, I can't even remember now what they were about.
Sienna from... Alberta, Canada.
Well,
and
hello
I don't
there.
Know if she's still here. She came in like,
okay.
way early, but it is what it is. Let's go to, we have 450,000 callers. Oh, why?
Okay.
Hey, just to let everybody know, I didn't drink a lot. That was the question.
He
you
went...
whispered it, but you had a Yeti microphone, Deb.
I need to get a little pad here, like they do in
yeah.
court.
But anyway, 85, oh, I got to turn the microphone on before we bring him up. Going to bring go to area code 856, which is in Jersey, I believe. Yes, 856.
Yes.
You there?
Hello there.
I'm here.
And what's your first
Hi,
name?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria. I love that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you're new, aren't you, to the show?
Yes, I think so.
Well, welcome
we
to
like
you.
It. We like it.
Yeah. Thank you for calling and waiting.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, well, tell us now a few details so we know what we're dealing with and then your question.
Details, I'm looking for, like, a relationship, so long-term.
Okay.
So I'm trying
so
to
you're
be
looking,
so you losing patience
about,
with it.
So you want to know about love relationship. Do you have anything currently going on relationship-wise?
Somebody you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And so would you like to know about that specifically, if
Perfect.
That's going to
yeah.
be the one? Or
but you already know.
Or do you already know it's not?
What are you up to? What are you feeling? if he's going to, like, come after me, like, if that makes sense.
Okay, I got it.
It is about a current relationship. She wants to know if it's going to go somewhere real, I guess, is what she's asking.
Yeah.
Somewhere real.
Right.
Yep, okay. That's a very common question.
Yeah, he's not responding, not calling back, or now he's like, calling, he answers it.
Go ahead.
Ask her if they had a falling out.
Now, I have a question. How long have you been involved in this relationship?
I've known him over 40 years.
Oh.
But how long have you been, like, I mean, I've known a lot of people for years, but how long have you been in actual relationship? Or did you not get there yet?
10 years. Wow. Not there quite completely yet.
Well, you're kind of like almost at the point where you might be a couple type thing, but not quite, right?
Right.
Okay.
I live in one country. He lives in another, but I live in both.
So like,
that makes sense.
So you don't, it's a long-distance relationship, correct?
Yeah, because I live in both countries.
Now, what's got him in a tizzy? Because he looks like he's upset about something.
Mm.
Have you had an argument?
Well, he doesn't respond, and I confronted him about something about a month ago, and he's not communicating, so I'm not sure what he's pissed off about.
He is pissed off. He is. And he is blaming you for making this trouble. Now, over the course of your relationship, have you known him to kind of disappear on you when there's been a problem?
Or just disappear in general?
Yeah, give or take,
Oh, so he's got other ventures.
He loves her dearly, though. But what he wants is for you to keep crawling to him. And, you know, once you set that as, like, the standard...
Yeah, you're screwed.
You're going to end up doing that for the rest of your life.
Yep. Once you accept somebody that is not acceptable, you bought it.
Let's get him to stop. He's giving you... the cold shoulder, and it's now in a place where he's waiting for you.
Yeah, it's almost like a battle, which is
bad. It is.
It's a battle.
Like, who's going to give in?
It's
who's
like,
going to wave that flag?
He's like, I'm going to take this position and make her buckle and give in so I can have my way.
Only bad thing about that, like we were saying, is it makes you have to become submissive to his move.
Well, if you agree to be treated like that, that's a bad thing.
But at least I can tell you,
yeah,
he does love you dearly. The question is, are you too compatible? You know, most relationships that go this long rarely end up in a marital commitment.
Right, because it's been so long already.
It's so long.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
What does it say to you, Rosemary? Does it make sense that there's not been a wedding?
Not yet.
But that it's been so long, it's not surprising to you, though, is it?
He's back and forth. He tells people one thing and he tells me another. And this morning early, he got a pretty bad message. So I'm probably pissed off what I said.
Well, good for you.
Stand your ground. Well, you have to stand your ground, because if somebody's trying to be a player or a manipulator... You gotta let them know I'm not going to be that kind of person.
You need to know there is another man in the wings.
Yeah, you don't need another person for you to be a complete happy person.
Plus, I got to warn you, hon, keep an eye on your money and your bank account. If you have more, you know, your bank account. There is missing money here coming up. Now, when we said at the beginning of the show, you can use choice and change.
Yeah, it might have nothing to do with this guy.
Telling her, though, she'll be more cautious. Keep checking your bank account for tiny purchases.
Be careful of where you leave your wallet. Be careful of, on the internet, how many if you buy stuff from shady websites.
I always go...
stuff like that.
In those cases, a lot of times I'll go through PayPal because they will go back and retrieve your money.
Yeah, or if you use an actual credit card, not your bank card, then they don't screw you out of, like, paying your bills. You know, you have some recourse.
But I do feel that if you aren't careful, your account will be hacked and you're going to be out some money. So be careful.
This is one of those situations we tell people. We probably didn't mention it tonight, but you ask a specific question, she'll address it. But if she sees something else out there that you need to know, she's going to tell you.
Yeah.
So it's like a bonus. You know?
Well, here's the way I see it laying out in a nutshell for you. Okay? This guy is not going to break down. You're going to have to beg him practically on your hands and knees. That only feeds his ego.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes him want to keep doing the same thing.
He will not change.
Now, if you become aware of who the other man is, and he looks like a real honey to me, I'd love to have him.
Yeah, when he pops into your life. Yep.
He's upbeat. He enjoys life. This man, I feel, already knows you and loves you to death. And if you were to start going out with that other guy, this one will chew his knuckles off.
But that doesn't mean anything except...
It means that he's going to have to do different things to keep her attention because she's a hot commodity.
But if he's a dickwad, he's probably going to stay a dickwad, possibly.
Well, remember, she loves him, so, you know.
I'm just saying, you could fall in love. Somebody probably loved Jeffrey Dahmer. We don't know that. I'm just saying. But if he's not going to change, he's not going to change. You have to. At some point, you got to make that call.
I think it's his MO to make you always have to apologize, and you should not have to.
You, as in you women.
Well, right. All right. I hope that helps. We're going to give you an angel card reading now.
Believe it or not, after this heavy conversation, the subject is compassion.
Okay.
Archangel Zedkiel, soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself. So soften, there's a lot of conflict, soften your heart. Probably just let it play out and stand your ground.
You said what you wanted to say this morning. Now you've punted.
Yep.
He's got the ball. Let's see what
he does with it. Yeah, you said what you needed to say and see what happened.
Now call us again so we know how this turned out or if you need more insight.
Yeah, because this is a huge long-term relationship.
Yeah.
It might not be a long relationship. You know, it's relative.
If they're living together, this would be common law.
Yeah, but they're not. But, yeah, I agree with you. But the fact just knowledge of each other for that long period of time, that's huge.
But at least he does love you. He's just got a weird way when you both are having differences with each other.
Yeah, you got to keep calling because this is the first reading. So
take care.
It can only be so good.
All right, hon. Take care and call us again.
Yeah, you can call every single show.
Yeah. All right. Shall we move along? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for holding and waiting. We hope you call again.
Okay.
Alrighty, let's go to our next caller because we have 4 billion of them. Not literally, we're not in China. Our next caller is 773, which to me goes to Chicago area of Illinois area.
Chicago.
You're in Illinois, Lincoln State, yes?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, and have we spoke with you before?
Welcome in.
No, I have not called before.
Well, then we're happy to have you.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome for being a first-time caller and awesome for being patient and holding for this long.
Everybody's a newcomer the first time.
Yes.
And then after that, you're part of the family.
And you held a long time, and we appreciate that.
So please tell us, what's your name, please?
No, sorry.
Anna.
Hello, Anna. Now, please tell us some details about the situation and what you would like to have us look at the card for you.
Well, I always seem to end up in situations that go nowhere, like jobs or romance or anything. Bad luck, or is this bad decisions, or what is this?
Well, why is this happening? Oh, I kind of already have an idea.
So she's her life, romance, jobs, or whatever, every time something happens decision-wise, it like hits a dead end. And she's
falls out.
She's wondering what WTF.
Oh, I got a really
good...
She's
going WTF, folks.
In my intuition is on fire right now
Uh-oh.
For you. I think you're going to like it.
Long time?
Long time. We'll see about that.
Yeah, she'll see. Yes,
it just
she
takes
shall.
Me a minute to get the 24 cards.
Yeah, out. Yeah, and she's a new caller, so she doesn't know. She can't see because she's on Blog Talk, but if you followed us on Facebook Live, our second Love Doctor show, you broadcast simultaneously live, and you could actually see the entire spread going down.
And you have quite a wicked laugh, Anna. I heard.
Thank you.
See?
I don't know if it's wicked. Wicked's scary. Don't say wicked. I don't think she's a black widow.
Like
I think she's kind of clever.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to reframe. We're going to reframe what you said, where you said you don't understand why everything, what did you say, it doesn't go forward.
She's basically was very negative, glass half full, like you said, manifesting negative, that all her decisions in life, love, jobs, whatever, seemed to dead end.
And you know why?
Yes.
Here it is.
Stand by.
Ta-da! The reason is because none of these things, the jobs, the relationships, friendships even.
I know what the word is.
What is it?
The phrase, they were not meant to be.
Well, that isn't really where I was
going.
Yes, I was going to tell her that she had a higher destiny than that. And that's why they stall out, because you're meant for bigger and better things.
Didn't I just say that wasn't meant to be?
Well, but I wanted to, you know, elaborate.
I like the other one.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I like the bigger and better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're reframing it into a more positive.
Oh my God! I just narrowed down
aspect.
To like
and
a transmission being broke.
So these are why relationships they didn't last. You were you're I'm trying to find the word, like destined, we'll say, even though destiny can be a thing we debate. But they were not the correct partners, and you were supposed to not stay in them because better is on the way, okay? Jobs. You were probably in jobs that really weren't going to take you anywhere. So by them stalling out on you, then you knew, you probably thought, why is this always happening? It's happening because you are very, from what I see in your cards, you are a very intelligent, sharp lady.
Yeah, it's actually...
Yeah, it's a compliment.
It's actually a positive thing, even though it seems negative at the time.
Oh.
I took a job and it sucked. It stalled out. Because life says that's not your job.
No, it wasn't a good fit for you.
Death in life says, that's not it. It's going to die.
So when you end up out of these jobs or these relationships, don't beat yourself up. Because you do have a higher calling for your life, and you need the correct partner to keep up with you. Here's what I think, honest to God, for you, Anna. You have a jet engine for a mind, and if you know about jet engines, they're very, what's like the word, they're very fast and powerful, and you're in a biplane world.
They're powerful.
But you know what a biplane is. Yeah, see, that already sets you apart.
Well, there was also triplanes, too, but yeah.
I never heard of that. Well, what
Booker D. Wolf, triplane, Red Baron. Never mind.
What you could do is manifest with the universe, because remember, it will conspire with us to bring us what we're asking for, what we desire. And you could say, I am ready for the love of my life, or my soulmate, my twin flame, however you want to word it, and I'm ready to receive and for me to do the job that I was born to do. I'm ready. Bring it.
Okay.
And then watch and see.
Okay.
And I hope that you keep calling us, because I want to see how this, evolves for you, because I think it's going to get huge. There's a sense of hugeness in your cards.
Really?
I know, great. And travel is highlighted. You are going to connect with such a good job that they are going to take a lot of patience to train you for higher. Oh my gosh, yes. They're going to. He showed me your card that you're getting for an new card. They're going to train you at their expense to be able to keep going up the ladder. And the pandemic in some ways was the best thing that ever happened.
What's happened to,
yeah.
Usually humankind has some kind of adversity has made them like learn and get smarter and have more technology.
Really?
That's what us humans do. You know?
And one more thing for you. I'm seeing your husband right here, your future husband.
Hubby.
Oh, and he looks magnificent to me. He's a forward-thinking man. He is characterized as a king of spades. So that indicates that he's an older soul. And, oh, he knows how to make you laugh.
But now she said older soul. It doesn't mean physically,
right?
It doesn't
mean he's an old man.
It doesn't mean that physically he's older. Yeah. It means inside him he's an older soul. Wiser maybe than the average person his age, right?
Exactly. So
a lot of people get freaked when I hear that older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you, are you at a baby making age?
No.
You're way beyond?
Oh yeah, that ship sailed.
That ship has sailed. You know what though?
But I think he's got a son.
It's okay.
That I see here that is gonna seem like your own son.
Oh cool.
Or is it maybe pets or anything?
No, it could, but I'm feeling.
Well, it's your first reading. I'm just saying. We have to remember that I'm not a card reader. I'm just saying a lot of us people think of our pets as children.
And you also have a very angry ex-partner.
Ooh.
And I'm going to advise you, don't engage.
That's always smart.
Yeah, this is a man. Do you have an idea who he might be? He has a very angry spirit.
Somebody that's not happy, an ex from the past?
He's very self-centered. Very, I'm right and you know.
Okay.
I've got
all two. Right.
What did you say?
She has two, actually.
Well,
so
this
two
one.
Two that fit the category.
This one could even become dangerous, so don't.
So somebody's, well, yeah.
I've got two of those, honestly.
We got two of those, too. You know what, then? The winning move is not to play. Do not engage them ever.
And, I'm in your club, Anna, because I have two of those, too.
Yeah, an X is an X, and if you keep them an X, it will keep you safe.
Yeah, this one in particular is never going to change. Never. And any woman that ends up with him, she's going to be thrown around like a rag doll.
She'll be very sorry.
Yeah, she will. So you do have great cards, Anna, and I hope you'll call us again.
Well, thank you so much, and you made my day.
Wait a minute.
Am I, Anna?
I want to hear what she said.
She said you made my day.
Well, thank you. No. Wait for your
stand by for your angel card reading.
Yeah.
Interesting that it was the last topic of your reading. Subject is career transition from Archangel Shamuel, which is don't get it mixed up with Shamu, but anyway, your life purpose is triggering a blessed career. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
Oh yeah, it's going to be good for her.
And you mentioned that at the end of her reading. And she mentioned that was one of her things, bad career choices, bad love choices.
Well, but I don't want her to own that.
And it's not necessarily bad choices. It's you chose what was available, and you probably never had a winning choice.
Well, and they fall out, that's not where you should be.
If you got poop A and poop B, no matter who you choose, you're going to lose, right, at that point. But it's the future that you have to look forward to.
Now, please call us again because each reading builds on top of the previous.
It does indeed. And you can call us every single show, just only once per show.
That's right. So, Anna.
I'm excited.
Oh, I am too. I want to hear how this goes for you.
It was a great reading. You're a very positive person, even
though
you're
a good card.
It's very good to be positive. That will help you in life.
Mm-hmm. So take care.
I do like that.
You've got a husband on the way.
Uh-oh.
A stepson.
Whether you like it or not, I don't know.
And a really fabulous new job. So remember, you don't own all these failures.
No, it's just life just said not right now.
Yeah, it's not the right thing for you. And you have brain power that is, like I said, a jet engine. If you're in a boring job that, like, say, a monkey could do, you're not going to have satisfaction in that.
No, you just do it because you like the paycheck, but it's not. You don't want to do it forever.
No, we're looking at you for a career, not a J-O-B.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, so take care, my dear. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, and please call again.
We will talk later.
All right. Sounds good.
Word up on that, dog.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Yep.
All right. We shall move along and let the folks that are holding, there's not a lot of, there's a few of them, and they might be looking at the clock, freaking out. You guys are not going to get screwed. We'll extend the show. We don't do that. Only one show a week we do on Monday for News for the Soul. They're booked 24/7. They can't extend the show. But all the rest of the shows we do, we can extend them as needed. And on that note, because we want to rock and roll, let's we're going to go to area code 860, which is way up in the Northeast, I believe, in the state of Connecticut.
Ooh, Connecticut.
860, you're on.
Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, my name is Melina.
Melina, are you new to the show?
I am new to the show.
Wow, we're glad to have you. Well,
thank you for being new to the show. Thank you for holding for an eternity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, so, it was entertaining.
Well, thank you.
Well, the good thing is she gets to hear the show at least.
Yeah, that's true.
That is cool. Yeah. It's better than hearing that hold music or when you're on the IRS, you hear nothing.
Yeah.
IRS is like nothing.
Hon, tell us what the situation is.
What would you like to know? Background information? What would you like to talk about?
And what your question is.
Relationship. I mean, I always go between relationship and career, but for now, relationship is kind of...
Is anything... Do you have anybody in mind? What? Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
Do you?
I do. It's the last time we saw each other, like, in person. It's been a while. But I try to reach out, but I feel it's not going through.
Okay, that can be an indication right there.
It could be. There's a lot of questions, and I'll ask more if she does your card.
Can you tell me a little something about this person?
I've known him since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we saw each other before, we would only talk in person because we were in school. But then later on, after he left school, we kind of kept touch on the phone here and there. I don't know, he kind of comes in and out. And I just wonder sometimes if I miss an opportunity or was just never meant to be. I always go back
Very
and forth
question.
With him.
It's really a good question.
That is a really good question, and that's perfect for this type of reading she does because you might not get a lot of insight on other...
Well, the cards love matters of the heart.
Exactly. Matters of the heart, and a lot of the information she gave you was good.
Because of the energy involved.
Yeah, the energy, and she gave you a lot of good background, which helps. Physically, you guys have a lot of miles between you right now or not?
We're just a state away, basically. But
well, state away could be 20 minutes or it could be 7 hours, depending on the state.
It's like good 4 or 5 hours.
That's a big distance.
All right, I've got good news and bad news.
Sounds like the IRS.
Why don't you pick? Which one would you like first?
Yeah, good news or bad news? What would you like first?
Bad news first.
I always do that, too. I always
get the bad
do
out of the way.
Always get out of the way.
Okay. The
totally
bad
agree.
News is he's not the one. He is to share a wonderful friendship. And everybody discounts friendship. Like, the friend zone. But you know what? If you think about it, we have very few people in our lives that are true friends.
Right. And a lot of people that don't have many say, hey, you guys think friends are nothing, don't mean anything, but they mean a lot when you don't have a lot of them.
Well, that's where it's going to settle, and it is in that zone.
Okay.
You'll still see them from time to time, but it's basically friendship. Now, the good news is...
Oh, here's the good news.
I love this. Well, for one thing, I've got 1, 2, 3 guys, other guys, in your cart.
Holy guacamole.
You are not the... I know, isn't he funny?
Ha, ha, ha.
You are not going to be, like, by your lonesome for very long. I think you've been kind of waiting for this guy. But there are far better matches for you. There's two here that you are going to meet around a gathering. And I think it's okay. Gathering can mean like a birthday party, a wedding reception, something related to work.
Yeah, it could be. A gathering doesn't necessarily mean what you think it could
mean.
It's
a party atmosphere.
Could mean you got a meeting at work, right?
Yeah, but they're like celebrating and
it's
having
like a lunch meeting or something, like
a
fun
picnic.
Thing. Like a ha-ha. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's two guys there. One is very light-complected. The other one is darker and younger. But your true love is over here.
Brown sugar, brown
cow. Yeah. No, well, no, don't say that.
Doesn't mean like that.
Yeah, it does. This one is a man that's going to love you from the minute the sun rises till it sets. He is close to your age. And he is a guy that right now is not living where you do. Where did we say she's at? Connecticut.
Yep.
Okay. I'm hearing like New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. Somewhere Washington, D.C. Something that's doable.
Doable, but not down the street.
Right. It's not down the street. But he's going to end up relocating there.
Okay. Yeah.
And you two are a match made in heaven, let me tell you. These are gorgeous cards. The highest love card is there. I see a lot of future travel for the two of you. And he's up and coming. And whatever his career field, he's a jack of diamonds. Diamonds are going to characterize those who are good money managers, accountants, or bankers. A lot of times they fall into the zodiac of Leo.
So basically they're not musicians, poets,
no.
Aspiring rappers,
no.
I want to be an actor.
No,
yeah.
And he's going to think initially when he meets you, oh, she's going to want a guy with more money. But see, the thing is, he's going to make a lot of money. He's still on the way up.
Sure.
You know, like not even a junior partner yet, but he will be. And, I just want you to know, he's on the way. And if you call us for more readings, we can put tabs on him.
That's the thing. It's your first reading. You can call us every single show we do. Just only once per show. That's all. That's it. But you can call us every single show. And actually, it will actually be better for you to do so because your readings will get better and better as we dig into it, as we peel the onion.
And you know, hon, you got to remember, you are a quality lady. You have a lot of smarts, a lot of integrity. She's got quality. I don't
She's
know.
She's a lady of quality.
You are. And it sets you apart because you're not going to fall for the BS that these guys throw at you just to get a night of whoopee.
No way. Yeah.
You know,
not that guys throw BS out there. No, they never do that.
Oh, I've never.
Never, ever, ever.
Did it hurt? Well, you know, when you fell from heaven.
Oh, yeah, those lines. Yeah.
You never met anybody like you.
That would make me want to power vomit, but because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, real quick, thank you for calling. But you don't leave yet because we have an other card reading coming.
Yes.
And this card came up twice. I don't think it relates to anything we've talked about, but it came up twice.
It's for her anyway.
So we're going to go for it. It is nurture is the subject of the angel card, Archangel Gabriel, which is not a cheesy archangel.
No, that's not a cheesy one.
As you nurture a child, you mm-hmm. nurture your own inner child.
Yeah.
Both activities are important for you right now. So you got to think.
Yeah, remember, you and he are in the process of getting ready for each other. And if
Even
you let time do its
yep.
best work, not trying to push it, but remember, this isn't like a train that you might miss. You're not going to miss it. It's going to be.
But it's something you can't look on the internet and track.
No.
And you can't say, I'm ready for it this exact day. You just got
to
be.
I want you to let him come to you.
It's going
to
happen when it's going
to
happen.
Let him come to you. It'll be the best moment in your life. Seriously.
So you just got to be patient because everybody loves to be patient.
No, we hate patience.
Yeah.
We do.
Mankind has hated patience. That's why we have so many great inventions.
That's true.
Yep.
All right, honey. Well, take care. Have a good evening.
Yeah, thank you for being patient yourself, for holding and waiting for your reading. And we encourage you to call back more and more and more.
We would love that. Take care.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. Have a good hump day. Hump, hump, hump.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to keep on. And let's see here. Where are we?
You know, I can't help getting excited over these things.
Oh, that's cool. It's fun. That's why you do it.
Many years ago, I was a blackjack dealer. And I don't know if my, the customers at my blackjack table liked it or not, but I'd go, ooh, another 10. And,
you don't see that very often. Yeah. 347, is in, where is 347? I think it is in the state of New York, 347.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. Good evening. This is Tamika. How are you?
Hi, Tamika.
There she is.
We're doing really great tonight.
It's like our second non-first caller. The other, everybody else except her now, another person, but first time. We like it, though. Both.
All right, honey. How are you? Are you feeling better today?
Yeah.
Not so down in the dump?
It's earlier I was very sad, but I just did something like a chore, and I just trying to distract myself. But I was really, it was hard today. I was, again, thinking a lot and depressed and sad about what happened.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
It's because you care, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I'm just thinking all kinds of stuff. So I guess I wanted to ask you guys last night, but I'll ask you guys today if you could look into someone named Frank. His birthday is actually the same day as Aris, but he's older than Aris and me. And Frank and I were involved when I left the job I was working at in 2019. That was the last time he and I were involved. And I haven't answered his texts, but he still texts me. But I don't know if this is a connection that's worth me going back to, like if he's the one or if he's just about games.
Did you drift apart?
Yeah, that's what I'm curious
about.
Did
you have a falling out?
What happened? Were you guys separate, but physically or mentally separate? Mm-hmm. What happened? Were you guys drifted?
He always did. I just stopped it. I stopped it because I felt like he wasn't taking me seriously. He was just, he wouldn't let me in his life. He wouldn't me out. He was just trying to keep it on, like, keep me at a distance and only for one thing type of situation. And I was really offended by that. We didn't start out that way. So I just refused to get used and be treated so coldly by him. Like, he wouldn't let me in his mind, wouldn't let me in his heart.
This is cool for you to check in and see.
Absolutely. It's a very good question. And she needs to know.
And you wanted me to look at what he's feeling for you, or?
Yeah, because he still randomly texted me. And, of course, you know, I want him to say something. I'm not going to respond to emoji texts and all these stupid flirty sexual texts. Like, if he doesn't say something substantial, I'm just going to be hurt but never talk to him again. And I don't want to talk to him again if he doesn't want the real thing with me, if he's not the one, you know, because he hurt me also. He disappointed me because I really thought he was a nice guy, and this is going to amount to something. And his birthday is the same day as Aris's, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
That is. But I don't have the
He's still reaching out, and I don't know.
I am a guy, and I am not a 16, 17-year-old guy.
No.
Put the cards down and let me talk. That sounds not very genuine. That's
well,
all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, it's like friends with benefits.
Oh yeah, I wanted to say word. I want to say booty call.
All right. You know, Tamika,
and that's why she's getting those texts.
We've been talking for a few days
now.
One thing I want to mention to you, something you could read up on the internet, and I am right with you on this. So I'm not just pulling this right out of the air to throw at you, but a lot of you've had a lot of trauma throughout your life. I feel it came in the beginning from your family. We know your mom and your sister. Okay, that trauma's still there. And what it has done is it has manifested into fear of rejection. And when you get rejected, it even can make you physically sick. There have been times when years ago when a guy would break up with me, I would literally have to run away and go vomit.
Yeah, I've somewhere. Never heard of that.
Well, because it was so traumatizing.
No, I'm not making funny. I just never heard of that before from anybody else. Maybe they don't say that. Maybe they do it too.
Rejection can really affect somebody.
I believe
deeply.
That, and maybe people don't reveal that like you did. I just say I've never heard of that.
Okay, just bear that in mind.
Sure, bear that
all
in
right,
mind.
All right, and you might overreact to certain circumstances.
Like,
don't
beat yourself up.
Exactly. Now, first of all, I want to tell you about, his name is Frank, right?
Yep.
Frank?
Yeah.
He's sorry with how it ended, but I don't think it's something you can revisit with him. He's got somebody else in his life.
This is the intuitive card reading, and I have the guy part of that. She's right, but I'm not a sugarcoating. Yep.
The best you would ever be is a side chick.
Yep, 100%.
So I say right now, what am I saying here? I feel that right now it's time for you to work on you. You know, take time for self-care. Learn things like about the fear of rejection.
You have to not rely on somebody else to make you happy. That could be hard if you were brought up poorly.
Oh, it is so hard.
If you were brought up like a turd piece of crap, that's going to be really hard. But you have to get there.
Well, she wasn't raised with any self-esteem.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Right.
And I see that woman right here, the one that should have lifted you up and nurtured you and given you the home life and the, you know, raising that you deserved. And you didn't get it. For some reason, you were the whipping boy in the family. And they say in family dynamics, there's always one that will take the brunt of abuse.
They do. Typically, it's male, but, you know, psychology is not an exact science.
Well, I want you to know that this move is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. Under sure to come true. And the regulars listening, you know I love this. This is the last
designation. How could you not love that?
Sure to come true.
I would always love that.
Where you can't miss it.
Unless it was bad news. I'd
no,
be pissed off.
Tens together are like a rocket ship to the moon, to the stars. You've got two great tens.
Pow, to the
and
moon.
And the three of clubs is a card that indicates like an event is coming to you, we'll say from outer space. Now, you can ignore it, and it'll just come like a ball and hit you in the head. In this case, it's going to be very good. But if you expect it, if you know it's coming, you can turn and go, gotcha.
Make it turn a little switch in your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
I got to keep my eye out for some crazy crap that's coming.
And it's involving making a lot of good money, and there will be travel. Travel.
Money's
now,
good.
You're moving to Florida. Are you going to be on the coast?
It's going to be in, like, Tampa area.
Ah, that's toward the Gulf
but
side.
But not in the city. Yeah, not in the city, like further down in the part that's getting built up. Not in the metropolitan part. It's like in
Tampa
the country,
region.
Five
yep.
part that's
Got
getting
it.
Built. Yeah.
Yep, I've been down in Tampa.
Well, I'll tell you, the universe is going to grab a hold of you, and you should just think of yourself as a feather on the wind, and it is going to lead you. Now, one thing that really struck me is, Tamika, you may find a really nice stepping stone type of job working on the cruise ship.
And there's nothing wrong with the stepping stone jobs.
Right.
Nothing.
Or being a spokesperson for a hotel complex down there. I mean, you're not going to stay out in the sticks for very long. I see her being in the city.
I don't think. Yeah, I think it's not really sticks. It's a new development, and they blow up. They blow up in Florida fast.
Well, she's
it won't be real very
gonna
long.
Going to thrive on success, and you are going to leave those two in your dust.
Dust. Eat my dust.
Exactly. I see a marriage coming for you, and oh my gosh, woo! The passion between the two of you could curl your eyelashes. It's that strong.
Whoa.
You know, yeah. And it's going to be a wonderful, beautiful marriage for you. You got a lot ahead for you that's awesome. the life of hell that you've been through emotionally is going to be over very soon, right? Very soon. So just be expectant. Be expectant.
I really hope so.
That's good.
I just feel so burnt out, like, and it makes me sad on top of that, that these two guys have other women, yet they're looking to me like this is the way that they think of me. Like, it's just really disappointing because they know what kind of girl I am.
Another one.
You know what we told the lady before you? We said reframe this into them not being right for you.
Yeah, and...
that you deserve a better man.
You do, and, you know, I don't want to use the word predator, but a lot of these guys are predators in a non-criminal sense. They look for, like, oh, I like women, and there's
internet.
One that I can manipulate for
look
a while.
At the internet. It's full of women that have
that's a big example. So it's like you got to watch out. And when you sense in your heart that somebody might be kind of like booty call oriented, your gut's probably telling you what you already know. Even though they say sad but true.
All right, let's give her an angel card.
Yeah, let's give you some hope here.
Yes.
And I went with this because it came up twice. Prioritize. Archangel Megatron, say it. It's not
Megatron.
Metatron, but I like Megatron.
Woo. That's the biggest one of all.
It's like a transformer.
Yes.
All right, anyway, focus on your highest priorities.
Yes.
I'll help you get organized and motivated. So you got to figure out in your life, and, you know, a lot of people, love is always the highest priority, but not always.
Well, for her, it's going to be pure economics. Getting a job.
As it should be.
Getting money to get out from where you were going to
be. That's the wisest thing. Yep.
And they won't be able to control you or how you feel about yourself anymore. You can build a beautiful bubble around yourself. And you can wave at them as they pass by and say, hey there, mom. Hey, sis. Sorry, can't let you in. You know, because that's your serenity and your peace.
And... you know, some people get freaked out when they make a mistake. Making mistakes are fine. That's how you learn in life. You just don't want to do them 3 or 4 or 5 times. That's when you fail.
All right, darling, we need to move on.
Yeah, please call back again.
I have an engagement.
We do.
We're
going to take one more caller. Thank you so much, and please call again.
Well, we might
thank you.
Thank you, honey. Chin up. Life's getting better. Okay, got it.
All right, let's rock and roll. I always like the state.
Which one?
Ohio. 614. I like Ohio.
Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking with?
Whom are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Filson.
Filson.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It might be like 3 shows in a row, I believe. I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, tell us what's on your mind tonight.
Yeah, baby. Bring it out.
I would like to know, can I ask a question about work?
Yeah.
Anything. No. See, and I'm glad she asked. Can I ask?
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, you're right. We want to let everybody else know. Well, actually, first of all, ask your question, then I'll talk to you. What would you like to know about work?
Go ahead.
My question is, at my current job, I just want any advice that I can get from Spirit. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little about your job.
And your happiness level.
To me, I see it as like a stepping stone job. But I don't hate it too much. It's just there's a lot of characters and they're all different. And sometimes it's kind of complicated. And I think of myself as an empath. So being around people is tricky.
You know, go ahead. If you are feeling empathic, you're going to have to learn how to turn off that energy.
Well, and?
Because you're like a sponge, and it'll just overwhelm you.
And the fact that she says she feels it's a stepping stone job is actually, it's okay. Some people think it's bad. You got to have stepping stone job.
Yes, stepping I appreciate
stone.
It.
A lot of relationships are stepping stone relationships. You know, not every relationship you have is going to be a love soulmate type thing. Same with jobs. It's not a career necessarily, but it's something that you have to go along to get on your journey is what I always say.
Well, I'm putting out the cards for you, darling. So we'll see what...
We shall see. All right, and I'm getting ready to do the angel cards.
Yes.
So I like it. It's pure career, which is very important. You know, people sometimes poo-poo on career, but it pays bills.
Yeah, but you got to be able to like something
you do.
About it.
You have to, you know, you have to if you want to stay with it forever.
If
yes,
you cry
absolutely.
All the way to work every day.
Right.
Or you got to go home and get drunk every night.
Or, like she said, it's a stepping stone job. So
it is.
You can deal with it okay,
and
right?
Spirit is right front and center saying to you, Filson, just like that, very firmly, I'm hearing this. You bide your time, and it's under sure to come true. You bide your time. Better is coming for you, and that's the biggest message I have for you. You already know it's only a stepping stone, and oh, my gosh, the job you ultimately take after this, you're going to feel like it's Christmas every day going to work. You're going to love it. And the people are not a bunch of characters. They're, well, there may be one, yeah.
Characters aren't bad if it's a positive thing.
But it's a wonderful working environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And all of this will wash clean behind you. So listen to spirit that something better is definitely coming. And I bet you're going to say when. All right.
I would ask that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, let me see if I can. Time frames are difficult, and the reason is because there's so much fluctuation. You know, the place where you're going to end up may not even be looking for somebody
yet.
I
mean, like when you get into like this crazy mushroom brain PS thingy where they talk about the future, there are like a million things that affect the future that you can't even see or even comprehend.
It's going to seem really weird, but I keep seeing Thanksgiving.
And just keep checking back
with Christmas. Yeah,
yeah,
keep. And pretty soon we will see that it's right around the corner.
Especially when it comes to when. That's the hardest thing to nail down.
Which I think the holidays is a weird time to be starting a new
job.
It
is, and it's weird, but it depends on the job, like you said, doesn't it?
I think so. So you are going to be rescued from that crazy place you're working in.
Well, she said it was a stepping stone. She's okay, so she's cool.
Just keep yourself grounded and learn to turn on and off your empathicness.
Yeah, and same thing with your stepping stone job. Take things with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
You know, if you thought it was your forever job, you might really get upset about things, but it's not.
No, it's not.
You say, I didn't like that, so I'm going to let it go. All right, here's your angel card reading.
Same one from before.
It came up twice.
Yep, well, I
prioritize.
Yes.
Archangel Metatron, focus on your highest priorities, which is job-oriented, I would say. I will help you get organized and motivated.
Oh, and I really feel you're going to absolutely love what comes next.
Yeah, when they come up twice,
then you know.
It's a sign.
Well, everybody, we're going to have to leave you, and it makes me sad. Thank you, Filson, for calling us. We love hearing from you, all of you.
And?
Yes.
We extended the show, and we left nobody on hold.
Oh, great.
So mission accomplished.
Yes. So I think the next day we'll be on, well, we don't know, Friday.
Friday's guaranteed. Everything else is up in the air.
Yes. So we will post when we're coming next.
Absolutely.
Might be tomorrow. You never know.
You never know. And watch Blog Talk and for our Facebook Live, folks.
Yeah.
And on Blog Talk, if you guys would go to Facebook.
I would love if some of you out there would post a comment, because it would be my pleasure to actually ring you up on the phone, give you a personal answer on a question you've got. But I really need some comments on there. So if you'd like to say something under the show, I think there's a comment box.
I know nothing about Facebook.
So I will watch.
Yeah.
And if anybody posts like that, I'm going to call you. All right. We're going to let Dire Straits take us out here. I'll turn this down.
I'm going to turn it way down.